From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A Florida inmate has become the third in the country put to death since an execution went horribly wrong in Oklahoma 7 weeks ago. The governor's office says that John Henry died by lethal injection last night. The 63-year-old was convicted and sentenced to death for fatally stabbing his wife and her 5-year-old son. Henry's death followed executions in Georgia and Missouri this week. They were the first since a botched Oklahoma lethal injection 7 weeks ago revived concerns about capital punishment. Well, the state of Florida is moving forward with a new Alzheimer's disease research program. Governor Rick Scott yesterday signed into law a bill that creates a program to fund projects aimed at preventing or finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease. The amount of money available this year for the research program is about $3 million. There are an estimated 450,000 Floridians suffering from Alzheimer's disease. NASA is readying its first new spacecraft in a generation for a test flight in December. The space agency put its Orion spacecraft on display yesterday at Kennedy Space Center. The capsule-shaped craft is designed to take astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. Bob Cabana is director of Kennedy Space Center.
We are well on our way to establishing a human presence in our solar system. And when we leave planet Earth to do it, we're going to be leaving from right here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Orion's test flight in December is its first. The 4-hour mission will be unmanned. The spacecraft will orbit the Earth twice, venturing farther than humans have gone in 40 years. It will re-enter the atmosphere at 20,000 miles an hour and splash down in the Pacific Ocean. In the coming months, engineers will be testing Orion's heat shield and parachutes. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.